This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the third hour, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Got a bunch of calls holding over here. The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What we've been talking about all evening is this article from USA Today, where they go over this YouGov poll that they did very recently, which basically says, I'm going to repeat it here, about 50% of people believe that the election is unlikely to be fair and honest, that people would generally agree on, that people will generally not agree on the legitimacy of the elected president, and that an increase in violence is likely to result, is the likely result of the election. So, with this information, it could be bad, and they're sort of talking about what could happen. Now, I don't know, you know, civil war, are we talking about neighbors fighting neighbors and, you know, guns being toted and people wearing, you know, certain colors? I doubt that. But increased civil unrest? Certainly. What does that civil unrest look like? Remember, civil unrest brought down the Soviet Union.
Well, I also find it interesting that it's about half. So this poll actually gives us no further clarity than we had before this poll as to whether or not it's actually going to happen.
Well, and what I would say is that so half of the people believe it's going to happen. Half of the people don't believe it's going to happen. These are registered voters, not just your average person. But it only took 3% of people to fight the American Revolution.
Well, yeah, but if it was 25% or 75%, that would actually give us some clarity on, like, okay, this is definitely going to happen most likely, or this is definitely less likely to happen.
It's definite that a lot of people are concerned with it. Let's go to the phones. We've got Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I just wanted to say that with regard to what you were talking about earlier, I just want to say in times of violence and unrest, people will not do any social experimentation. They'll basically pick what they know and pick what they're comfortable with. And I presume that would be Trump, because socialism is something that they're not really comfortable with. And they know that socialism could easily lead to communism. And they have a I don't believe they would be comfortable with that. So I think that they would go with Trump because of the disturbances that we've been having. And
that's a possibility, but it could just as easily go the other direction if they believe that Biden is Obama term three.
So you think that Biden is seen as the socialist option?
Well, Biden has is actually, from what I read, Biden is actually slightly to the left of Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders is pretty far to the left. So if they do their homework, they should.
They're saying that about Kamala Harris, but I haven't heard them say that about Biden. Biden's kind of trying to distance himself from the terminology socialist.
You're right, but I don't know how it's, you take a look at his record, I don't think you'd see that.
Well, I know that he has a long record, and people don't seem to care about it at all.
He strikes me as a centrist authoritarian, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I would call him, too, a centrist authoritarian. But he's always been right there with the Democrats trying to, you know, pass, what did he call, super predators,
pass the crime bill. The 94 crime bill.
Right, I mean, you know.
Yeah, he was happy to go on the right in 1994 when that was the most politically feasible thing to do.
Right, Biden's been right of Trump and left of Sanders, depending on whatever the direction the wind blows. Thanks for the call, Robert, appreciate it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
He might be right about as far as people will go with what they know. And this is what's already the president. And in almost all cases, the president serves two terms. So that is what people know.
Yes. But like I said, they could view Biden as Obama term three. Now, well, the question I would
Trump
have
is definitely not what they know.
Where is Obama? People are voting right now. Ballots are turned in. In my household, we have voted. And, I mean, America would want to know. At this point, there's no October surprise. You've got to do a September. You've got to do an August surprise now because voting goes on for a period of time. And if Obama is going to be out there stumping for Biden, where is he?
Yeah, that's kind of – it's almost the most damning thing. It's politically, it's the most damning thing about Biden. Because for the guy who you were VP for, which, and you don't select your own VP as president, really, for him not to be actively supporting you is kind of odd.
Michelle Obama did some campaigning for Biden, so, you know,
well, I
take that for what it's worth.
I think a big part of the point of choosing the Biden-Harris ticket is so that the left can get their supporters under their thumb. Because there are two things that leftists really don't like. Cops and rich, straight, old white men. And you've got both of them. So, I mean, if you had the first black president out there campaigning for him, I mean, that would really soften the authoritarian structure that they're putting in place right now.
And Obama is widely considered to be one of the best Democratic presidents by Democrats in our lifetime, in recent past. I would argue that, in fact, he got very little done, and the things that he did get done include shelling hospitals in foreign countries. But whatever, that's, you know, people don't hold the same opinion as I do. Whatever the case may be.
That would lessen the loyalty test.
Let's go to Timothy calling in from Missouri. Timothy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to talk about the support of third-party candidates. You said, if I understand you correctly, that unless your candidate was on at least 40 of the state's ballots, that it wasn't worth voting for?
Yes, that's my opinion.
Well, in the first place, I believe a person should vote for who they believe will do the best job, not who they think is going to win.
Sure, but I could vote for my mom.
I think I would do the best job.
Right.
Now, I'm talking about serious candidates. Somebody
well, that's the thing is they're not serious knows. If they're not on the ballot in 40 states.
Well, let me put it this way. Lincoln, okay. When he won the election in 1860, only won 19% of the vote. He did not get a single vote in any of the southern states. In fact, I don't know if he was even on their ballot. That was only the second time a Republican candidate had a candidate in the elections. 1860 was the first one. He was the second one. So actually, they were basically a third party equal to today, a third party candidate. And yet, he won with 19% of the vote.
But he was on enough of ballot. He was on the ballot in enough of states to be able to mathematically win. And that is not true of every third party in every election.
Right. And by the way, we should use the term minor party because third party doesn't make sense. You can't have 15 thirds. So, for instance, I would call if you are going to use the term third party, I would only call the Libertarians and the Greens a third party because
I thought you said we couldn't have more than one.
Well, you can have a tie for third, but you're having 15 tie for third. Well, doesn't make any sense.
Libertarians are bigger than Green.
Well, Libertarians and the Greens, but the Greens have had more votes for Ralph Nader, for several elections within the last few decades. So, Ralph Nader got a lot of votes, whereas there was the Socialist People's Liberty Party in Florida that was on the ballot that I happen to see on my wife's ballot. I've never heard of these people before, and they're likely only on one state's ballot.
Yeah, the Constitution Party, I believe, on several, or there was anyway.
Yeah, the Constitution Party's been around for a while, and I can see why somebody might want to vote for them. I don't know how many states I'm not following the Constitution Party. I am not a reporter in that sense. So if they're on 40 states, this is a general rule of thumb. What it really has to do with is having enough electoral votes. But 40 states, you'll definitely cross that line. If you want to give your vote to a Constitution candidate, by all means. But having the difference between writing down Bugs Bunny and voting for the Socialist People's Liberty Party in Florida is vanishingly narrow. It would be my contention.
I just think if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil. That's all I got to say. Thanks.
Thank you for the call, Timothy. Whoops. Yeah. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Push the wrong button there. But he did say goodbye. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoBite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoBite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoBite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to thank the amplifiers, every single one of them. You can be one, too. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can amp the show. So one of the reasons that you might want to do this is, in some cases, we give little perks that, you know, make your experience better. You can, you know, call in lines and ways to communicate with other amplifiers and ways to communicate with the host and all those sorts of things. Also, if you believe in the ideas of freedom of speech, you definitely want to support Free Talk Live because we're the only show out here doing a show like we do, where we let, you know, pretty much anybody who calls in get on the air and talk about pretty much anything they want to talk about. You know, the FCC has some rules, and we have some rules, too. For instance, one of the rules is one call a night. Other rules are if you threaten people, you don't get on the air. But whatever the case may be, if you support Free Talk Live, you want to go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com and do as Leah Hoffman has and support the show. She's a silver amplifier. So thank you, Leah Hoffman. All the best to you and your family. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the article here where we're talking about this this poll that says that basically there's going to be violence after the election. Right now they're talking about dehumanizing of the other side. So, I don't know what this word is. Noor Anin, 23, an architecture student who immigrated from Pakistan as a child, is worried about what will happen in the aftermath of the election. A Biden supporter who initially backed Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in the Democratic presidential primary, Anin said Trump's victory in 2016 validated hate in the U.S., and his followers could act up even if he wins re-election. So he's concerned that there may be violence from the Trump side should Trump get re-elected. Now, this is the first time that I have heard somebody saying that the side that wins is going to be violent.
First, I've heard of it too.
Yeah, I haven't heard that suggestion.
There's no reason. That's silly. If you already have the power, you don't go to the street to fight for power.
He also makes the claim that Trump's victory in 2016 validated hate, and I don't know what he means by that. Many Trump people are big on immigration in ways that I am not, but I don't think that necessarily means hate. It may be ignorance. It may be, belief in a system that doesn't work.
Well, I think a lot of the people that have this perspective, they really believe that deep down in the heart of so many Americans, there's this absolute racism, and that the reason that these people aren't actively openly racist is because it's not socially acceptable.
And how could it not be socially acceptable if racism was socially it was in the hearts of so many? I mean, it's either socially acceptable or it's not, right? You know,
that's not necessarily
true.
Not, like
that's not how societies functionally work.
All right. I mean, it is a very common thing to present a false face socially that you and have different opinions privately. And the idea is that it's become out of fashion to be openly and blaringly racist, but that these people still are in their heart of hearts racist and just haven't had the opportunity to get away with being openly racist.
Of course, more opportunities exist in this this country where Mr. Anin here, who is from Pakistan, has the opportunity to speak on an issue and vote on an issue, whereas I'm relatively certain that if I went to Pakistan and I attempted to run for office and get my opinions of liberal Western democracy in, that I would be roundly rejected, if not killed. And this is true around the world. Racism or ethnocentrism or whatever you want to call it is the norm around the globe. And the United States and Western cultures are the exception, where we will accept people from different places and we look forward to them coming up with their bringing different ideas. I mean, I at this point, his idea doesn't really pass muster with me, the idea that the 2016 election validated hate, but I'm the guy he's talking about, right? I am a white guy who's 50 years old. He doesn't like me.
Well, to me, the most interesting part about this is, like, okay, it wasn't enough for these people that have racism deep in their heart but don't tell you about it. It wasn't enough that Trump got the first one. Like, getting elected in the first place was not enough to bring that bubbling to the surface. That was insufficient acceptance of white supremacist ideas. But a re-election, that would make it really okay.
Let's go on here. The country's already pretty divided, and it's only become more and more divided in the past 4 years. She said, okay, this name, Annan, is she. Considering the state of things this year, there's a lot of different emotions, and there are a lot of people who feel very strongly about different sides. Whatever the outcome is, I feel like there will be a rise in violence. And I would agree that there will likely be a rise in violence afterwards. I do not think it will be by the winning party, necessarily, though. I would tend to think that it would be by the loser. And I would say the division has increased in this country, like, progressively. I would start with, what was his name, Al Gore and his claim that there were two Americas.
Mm.
And that began the whole thing. And then, you know, Bush comes into office and the lefties are all anti-war. And then, you know, Obama gets in office, gets the Peace Prize for, you know, being...
And the anti-war movement evaporates.
Right, and then the anti-war movement's gone. Then you've got the birthers coming in and basically people questioning Obama's legitimacy. And like, the divisions have been there. Here are the divisions. The reason we have divisions is because politics is taking your opinion and shoving it down the throat of somebody who disagrees with you. That's it. And the more powerful that the central state becomes, the more divided we're all going to be. This was supposed to be an experiment in several states, where you got to choose between different forms of governance. And it is no longer that. The homogeny is that we now have 50% of people on one side, 50% of people on the other side who are attempting to play a sort of tug of war, and the loser has to eat a dead rat. And the loser doesn't want to eat the dead rat. And the loser's going to figure out why the people making them eat the dead rat are very bad people. And they are very bad people. Forcing your candidate on the other person is bad. But you know what's worse is having the other person's candidate forced on you. So you're stuck in this catch-22 where you're supposed to be voting. Now, also, the fun part is here's a little twist. Your vote doesn't make a difference.
Well, but there's bound to be a bunch of people that vote just like you, no matter which way you do.
Agreed. The vote will make the vote in the singular will make a difference in so much as one party will be elected and the other won't. Now, we don't know whether this vote will be legitimate. I have no idea what will happen. I think that, inevitably both sides are going to say that the outcome is unacceptable and that there will be violence. But that's just what I think. What do you think? The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I pray it doesn't happen, but I prayed for no wars and that didn't work either.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden told a local news reporter on Friday afternoon that voters do not deserve to know whether he will pack the Supreme Court if he wins the upcoming election. Reporter John Cooper has the exchange.
Sir, I've got to ask you about packing the courts, and I know that you said yesterday you aren't going to answer the question until after the election, but this is the number one thing that I've been asked about from viewers in the past couple of days.
Well, you've been asked by the viewers who are probably Republicans who don't want me continuing to talk about what they're doing to the court right now.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game. He'd love me to talk about, and I've already said something on packing court packing. He'd love that to be the discussion instead of what he's doing now. He's about to make a pick in the middle of an election, first time it's ever been done.
This is USA Radio News. Throughout her legal career, Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett says she's resolved to maintain the same perspective as former Justice Scalia. There's a tendency in her profession to treat the practice of law as all-consuming while losing sight of everything else. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Hiram Sasser, executive counsel at First Liberty, tells us Judge Barrett's record was scrutinized 3 years ago when many of the same senators approved her position for the Chicago-based Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals.
I'm sure there will be a spectacle that some people will try to create, but in reality, it really should be almost perfunctory. But they won't let that happen.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina expects the committee will clear her nomination by October 26th. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The confirmation hearings begin Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Beagles Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Reading an article from USA Today discussing the United States being on the verge of civil war. On the verge being in quotation marks here. And I think that they've made a case, at least for some kind of increase in violence. And I don't know what that curve looks like from a few random people getting shot on either side to an all-out shooting war with conservatives and liberals fighting it out, or city folks and country folks. I'm not even sure how it would go. I'd say if you're going into some particular person's area to demonstrate, like, I see a problem there generally.
Well, I think they definitely made the case for the uncertainty of that.
It's certainly uncertain. Let's go to the phones. Go to Dell calling in from California. Dell, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, gentlemen. I really appreciate you taking my call. I just want to make my opinion perfectly clear. We don't have freedom anymore.
Did we at one point?
I don't know.
Thought
we did.
That's fair.
But what happened to me, this, I'll make it short and sweet. I'm a homeless individual. I was living in the high country in the wilderness in the Trinity Alps in Northern California. I was assaulted by several park rangers on horseback with firearms. and told that I had to physically remove myself. I was physically evacuated from the area.
Is this because of fires, or what was the reason?
No, they said all the parks are closed. No people can be in the parks anymore.
Is that because of the fires, or is that because of something else, COVID?
Or the lockdown, yeah.
No, they were talking about the fires approaching the area.
Okay. But,
so I removed myself. I had to walk out, you know, 8 miles.
They didn't give you a ride?
I removed myself from the area.
They told you you had to leave, but they didn't give you a ride?
No, I got to my vehicle. And when I got to my vehicle, I had a $500 ticket on my vehicle for being in an evacuated area. I left my vehicle there 13 days earlier.
Right.
How can I be cited? My point is, we as people are having our rights violated.
Yeah.
And it's not right.
Well, what it sounds to me like you were doing was camping, and you weren't doing anything that normal folks don't do and anything particularly wrong there. I would say that the citation on your vehicle is very likely just them trying to raise money or increase the urgency of what they're trying to do. You might consider fighting that, because I don't think they have much as far as grounds go for giving you a ticket of that size. But, yeah, it's, you know, you think public land means you can be on it because you're part of the public. It doesn't mean that, unfortunately, because, well, the government just decides when public lands are open and when they're not. And that's sad. Dell, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Sounds amazing what these people can do, because they're answerable to neither a person nor any standard of behavior.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike calling from Washington, listening on LRN.FM. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. And girl. So I listened to a couple, you know, I'm new to the LRN thing. So I listened to two streams today. Both of them were actually quite amazing because I could have been listening to Home Improvement on regular radio.
There was a Home Improvement show on LRN.FM?
Well, you know, all radio stations on the weekends have those Home Improvement shows.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, they have these niche shows. I really enjoy your
programming instead. Anyway, one was somebody's show about, they were talking about the militia kidnapping some governor. I don't know who the show host was, but it was a pretty interesting topic. But then I also, there was an interview with a guy on death row on another stream that was pretty fascinating to hear. Anyway, just as opposed to regular everyday radio, I was just kind of plugging the whole.
Thank you. We run LRN.FM to give people an option that is different than what they're getting elsewhere. LRN.FM is the most professionally run, independent internet network out there. And if you'd like to check it out, you go to, it's Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM, and FM. You can take a listen. And we got lots of ways to listen.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So, yeah, Mike apparently had a good time and wanted to plug LRN.FM, and I appreciate it. I, too, am a listener of LRN.FM. Ian basically programs the thing, and, you know, it's a labor of love on his part, and I appreciate him doing it.
Well, it's definitely nice to get some variety as opposed to the standard programming you get from the corporate media out there.
Let's go to Dana calling in from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dana.
Usually you and I are on the same page, but I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you.
Excellent. I like that. Go ahead.
Okay. This should be fun.
Yes.
So earlier, probably about 40 minutes ago, you said that Trump is the most divisive president in your lifetime. Actually, let me get you an actual survey that was done, because I was saying this before the survey ever came out. Can't direct you to the survey, but I will try to find it, I promise. And I'm sure you could Google, you know, a few Google words, and maybe it'll pop up.
Well, just tell me what you experienced, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Before Obama, at the end of Bush's term, they did a survey, and how blacks for blacks viewed white, and they didn't do any other race, how blacks viewed whites and whites viewed blacks.
Uh-huh.
Whites viewed blacks approximately 10 points higher, anywhere from about 79% to 81%. They viewed them favorably.
Okay.
And as far as blacks to whites, it was about 10 points lower, so 69%, 70%.
Those are pretty good numbers generally. Yeah.
Yep. At the end of Obama's first 4 years, both numbers were cut in half.
I see.
So it is Obama. It has also been said, as soon as the president is out of office, as soon as Bush was out, their favorability points, I'm not going to say they skyrocket, but they go up. Unbelievable.
People miss them.
People's memories are so short.
Yeah.
So that being said, they forgot how divisive that guy was. He was the one that started this, first with the Trayvon thing, saying it, that looks like, if I had a son, it looked like him.
Mm-hmm.
Then sending three Congress people down to Brown's funeral, who clearly beat the heck out of the cop, knocked his eye out of his socket, and bloodied, there was blood all over the interior police car. Black witnesses, their lives were threatened. They had to be relocated by our government because they testified that Brown was never on his knees and never had his hands up. He went after the cop and he wasn't stopping. Then there was the incident in Maryland. Then,
well,
and there were
There were certainly things going on, and maybe they went on just because of Obama's color, not because of who he was.
What I'm saying is, you're saying Trump is more divisive. Then add Trump one more, the Harvard professor who was breaking into his own house and who got really, really snotty and condescending with the white cop, which kicked off the beer summit, which was the stupidest thing.
Well, somebody may very well get, like, if somebody was questioning me getting into my house, depending on my mood in that particular day, I may be very kind to them, and I may not be very kind to them.
Right.
It could be, all I'm saying, Obama won by a much larger margin than Trump did, and that would be what I would base my statement on as far as divisiveness. I don't think divisiveness is necessarily bad. It's just dividing. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's the final segment of Free Talk Live. We still may be able to sneak you in here. If you call 855-450-3733, it's 855-450-FREE. Mark with you.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
Let's just jump right into the calls. Let's go to Rob calling in from Indiana. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Never threaten anybody, but you're lucky you're still alive, Mark Edge.
That is James from Arizona, who has been banned from the show for threatening me and my family, and of course lying that he hasn't threatened them. I can play audio that would say different. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Sorry for the wait.
Yeah, so-called minister.
So-called minister.
You'll really be lucky you're still alive after I shoot you out of a cannon. Yeah. So.
Because that's good for your health.
What?
Because that's good for your health. Being shot out of a cannon.
That's right. Get some fresh air.
What's on your sights?
Yeah. Oh, and first of all, before my point, the gentleman in California that is homeless that got a $500 fine, if it was me, what I would do, and I would expect like 99.9% success, is I would get out, find a telephone, call the federal court, ask them how to file motions by mail so I don't have to go to the federal courthouse, and then I would file a motion explaining my situation that I'm homeless, which means I'm indigent, and asking for explaining the circumstances, asking my $500 fine be eliminated or suspended or reduced to $25 or something like that, and you should get some sort of success unless you draw a total jerk judge. That's what I would do. So moving forward.
Well, the federal court is not going to do that for a state ticket. You're going to have to do that in state court.
He said it was feds. He said it was in the national.
He did court. Say it was a national.
Oh, a national court. Okay, never mind then.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on, and Melanie can continue to listen because this is court-related stuff as well. And so in New Mexico, in the Metro Court in Albuquerque, Judge Victor Valdez So here's what happened: is now you got the left wants to take your guns, right? Right. And Judge Valdez, a UNM graduate, law school graduate, is a Democrat, so he's on the left. And with these cases that I'm involved in for calling into a public radio station and trying to talk like I am right now and being told that I'm not allowed to and then having them call the cops and then the cops writing me up for harassing them for calling them on the phone during their call-in program. So I got four different charges I'm facing. One of them is before Victor Valdez in Albuquerque. And this has been going on for since 2016, 4 years. And not a single judge has, to this point, has ordered any conditions of release. And Judge Victor Valdez in New Mexico decided that all of a sudden, after 4 years, David Olson needs some conditions of release. I can't have any firearms, I can't have any alcohol, I can't do, you know, all the standard stuff. And so I contested that, and I did a sneaky thing. In the middle of a telephonic appearance, what I said to my, I said, objection, which if you remember before Judge Felicia Belaya Rivera got me threatened with contempt by saying objection. But I did it again anyway in front of Valdez. He didn't threaten me in the same way. And I said, Your Honor, I need to speak with my attorney. Therefore, we need to recess for a few minutes so I can speak with my attorney, and then we can come back on the record. So that's what we did. I got on the phone with my attorney in addition to, and she's in her office. I'm at home. We're doing a telephonic court appearance. And so we're emailing, texting, and then I got her on the telephone. And I told her, and she was reluctant to do it. I had to tell her twice to do it. I told her, I want you to ask this judge what is the reason that you're imposing conditions of release now when it's
been 4 years later. What did the judge say?
The kicker is, and I told her to make sure to ask, is it because this case is labeled with a DV prefix, meaning
right,
domestic violence? And so I insisted that she ask him that question. We go back on the record. She asked him that question, just how I phrased it to you, and the judge admits, Victor Valdez, on the record that, yes, indeedy, it's marked with a domestic violence, with a DV marking, and so therefore, you know, the firearms thing is appropriate along with, you know, whatever other stuff.
It's interesting how you have not been convicted of doing anything wrong, and you're presumed innocent, and you can't have firearms, and at this point, 4 years into this, you'd think if you were going to shoot somebody, you would have done it already, but no, he wants
right,
to take
and
that away.
Remember,
David, actually, there's a person who on here that wants to talk to you,
yep,
so I'm going to let the board up, bring the second caller in. I don't want to mess this up.
Okay.
Dave from Area 51 calling in. Oh, looks like he dropped.
I didn't. Fascinating what you just said.
Oh.
You ever listen to what you say?
There's James lying again about who he is, and David got dropped. Let's go on with this story. I do get to finish up here, USA Today, talking about us being on, the United States being on the verge of a civil war. The online poll, September 23rd, has a margin of error of whatever, and it said basically that about half of Americans, 4 of 10, said that they strongly agree with the sentiment expressed that most sharply by those identifying themselves as very conservative or very liberal, that, in fact, there should be some kind of, that we're on the verge of a second civil war. This is the single most frightening poll result I've been associated with, said Rich Thu, president of Ignatius, one of the three firms, along with Sports and Leisure Research and ROKK Solutions, that sponsored the survey. Thao said that the partisan tensions have been bubbling below the surface or just above for some time, and that the divisions are being ruptured further by a pandemic over which both sides disagree on the severity and response, and an election in which both sides view each other as hardened combatants. And this is true. This pandemic has been a political football since the beginning. I remember the cruise ship starting, and it was beginning to be a political football at that time. So what's the consequence of that? How bad does it get, said Thao, who has been holding focus groups with battleground state voters as part of the Swing Voter Project. You've got people on the far left with guns and people on the far right with guns and an unwillingness of political elites to condemn this. People are girding themselves for something awful to happen. The poll doesn't define what a civil war would look like. Would it be armed confrontation in some areas or just widespread protests? Would it involve economic boycotts or simply family members and friends who no longer speak to each other?
It'd be nice if we could have a peaceful civil war somehow.
Right. It doesn't. I mean, family members not speaking to each other would be about as peaceful as you could get in this, but that's basically election season. There are people that are in my friendship circles that I simply do not want to speak to right now. I'll talk to them after the elections. I'll pat them on the back, and I'll tell them, they're there. It's going to be okay. But beforehand, I do not want to see this shrillness, this ramping up that'll occur right in front of me as they get more and more wrapped up in whatever partisan bullcrap they've been watching on cable news or consuming on the internet or whatever they say about this guy or that guy being super bad. I'm not going to put up with that. Look, I talk to idiots for 3 hours a night right here. You can call. And whatever drunk moron wants to call in and talk about whatever they want, I've got to talk to them because that's what my job is. I'm not doing that in my real life for nothing. No. Hell no. I'm not inviting you over to my house so you can get all whipped up about your particular favorite crooked old pervert. Thanks, but no thanks.
Who goes to someone else's house and brings up an election in which they disagree with the person whose house it is? Who does that?
Like a lot of people these days, I'm afraid.
Why?
Because this is the most important election of our lifetimes.
That's right. As will the next election be also the most important. It's possible that every election is more important than the last election, thus the most important.
What are they even going to do after this one? Like, how are you going to make the next election more important than this one?
If you haven't seen the movie Idiocracy, then you should view it, because it is possible for it to devolve even further. I think that the best solution here is just eliminate much of the power that the federal government has. The president should be so inconsequential to all of this that it doesn't really matter. Should be a functionary, not God King for 4 years. And that's, you know, it shouldn't make a difference. And Frank, I don't think it does make a difference.
That's the two things you definitely want to mix together, is high time preference and unlimited power.
Yeah. Well, there you go. David called back. I didn't see it while I was reading the article. Anyway, thanks for thanks for listening. Check out freetalklive.com. Go there. Sign up for our Telegram channel. You can sign up for our newsletter, too. It's all available to you for free at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.